You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, the Competition Commission says it is investigating a number of schools who are reportedly not allowing free business competition to take place. Now, a lot of you calling us and sending us emails about just how expensive school uniforms are, but also where do you get them? Are there kickbacks? Are schools using this to raise funds, etc.? Let's hear now from Sipho Ngwema. He is head of communications at the Competition Commission. Mr. Ngwema, nice talking to you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Florence, and good morning to your listeners.
Good to talk to you. All right, so what are the trends that you're picking up in your investigations around this issue?
The trend that we're picking up is that there's a widespread anti-competitive conduct in both private and public schools, and parents are being forced to buy from one supplier, and most of the time, if not all the time, those contracts are exclusive and they were awarded without any bidding.
So in essence, there is just so much anti-competitive behavior taking place here. You know, sometimes it gets a little confusing because some of the principals and SGPs are telling us that, no, we're using this as a way to raise funds for the schools. Is that not allowed?
Look, there can be all sorts of and manner of reasons why people have to raise money. There are shortfalls here and there. However, South Africa is a country of laws, and one of those laws is the Competition Act, which then prescribes how business should be done. But the other thing is, I'm not sure whether those principals who have spoken to you have said there's any guiding policy from the Department of Education. You must remember, the mandate of schools is to educate, is not to be in business. So I think there must be some understanding that is reached between those entities, which are largely Section 21, and the government, in terms of if they want to get into business and become entrepreneurs, there should be some guidelines. But in terms of the Competition Act, it is clear how business should be conducted, and that's why we are worried about these exclusive contracts, which most of the time have no ending, and some of them have been going on for years and decades.
Mm. And what can you do as the Competition Commission?
What we can do as a Competition Commission is to stop, is to make sure that we summon people who have these contracts, who have contravened the Act, and we can also refer them to the tribunal. So we are gathering that information. We are happy with the complaints that we're getting every day, and we are going, therefore, to make an announcement fairly soon in terms of concrete steps that we should be taking going forward. And I think by the time this time comes next year, everything should be clear, and I don't think there should be any of this conduct.
So you're suggesting that you're getting complaints about this every day, but what about the Basic Education Department? What are they saying to you? Are they working with you? Have they done their own investigation in this regard?
Yes, indeed. We have been working for the Basic Education for years now, trying to educate schools. You must remember, as I said earlier, the duty of schools is to educate, and circulars have been circulated to the schools, informing them and educating them about the Act and how business should be done. Unfortunately, if all the complaints or many of the complaints that we're receiving are anything to go by, it means there is widespread defiance in this regard. And the department, we have been working with them very well, and they are very supportive. And any action that comes out of this process would have been in consultation with all the stakeholders, particularly the Department of Education.
But also, I suppose what may be complicated here is that parents are just, you know, ordinary people like me and may not necessarily understand how anti-competitive behavior manifests itself. What are the questions, basic questions that parents should ask when they are told to buy a uniform from this supplier and not the other?
The basic tenet of the Competition Act is that there must be competition. There must be a fair and a transparent bidding process. You shouldn't just wake up and you find that it is this supplier that you are all forced to go and buy them, to buy and buy from. In fact, in any normal practice, you should, as a parent, have choices, and the prices must be reasonable. You must remember, once you have a fair and a competitive environment, we're able to have good quality, you have access to cheaper prices and better choices. In this instance, you don't. You are given prices that you have no say on. You are given quality that is questionable. And because the intention is to make money and to foreclose all the other businesses. And this is what we are saying is in contravention of the Act.
And there are allegations, I've received them on email, etc., people calling in, that part of the problem with these long-term contracts are the kickbacks, because somebody somewhere gets a kickback. The principal or chairperson of the SGB has got this kickback, and that's why then they ensure that supplier so-and-so stays the preferred supplier.
We need to encourage parents and any consumer to complain, because what also we discovered is that people have not been complaining. I understand, in most instances, it's ignorance. People think that this is the law and there's nothing wrong with it. But if you pick up anything, particularly the one that you're mentioning, it's a criminal conduct, and it must be reported to the South African police. And if we pick up anything in our process now, we'll refer those matters to South African Police Service. So any criminal activity, we encourage parents and consumers to go to the police and report.
Sipho, nice talking to you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you for having me.
Okay, much appreciated. Sipho Nwema.